Mang in dudem ga osa squajeme cog in dunjiba ga mesqua wako cog ninda. Elaine Fleming nindition a cause. Hello, all my relatives. My Ojibwe name is Beshko Benesia Kwe, One Thunderbird Woman. That's a name that the universe knows me by. And my band is the Ojibwe Band, the Leech Lake Ojibwe Band of the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe Incorporated. I live in Gamasqua, Wakokog, the place where there were red cedar trees. And it's known as Cass Lake, Minnesota. And so I welcome you to History of Leech Lake. And recently I was just talking about the churches and in Cass Lake, and I was talking about the Catholic Church and the Episcopal churches, how they're so important and a big part of many of our communities. And I began talking about these sacred fires, and as we work with our culture and learning it, many of our people are practicing traditional ways that are no longer part of the church, the Christian churches. And so you might, there were times when we had to hide our fires and we had to hide our ceremonies. But now times are changing, and you'll go out and you might hear people drumming and singing in the early morning. You will find people who have passed away, and you'll see their sacred fires burning, those fires that help them in their journey over to that place that is more beautiful than the sunset. And I began talking about a lady, Iban. Her name was Sandy Nichols, and she had kept a sacred fire burning for months, and that was right next door to a church. It was a Christian Alliance church, and the minister of that church was George Collins. His nickname was Boomer. His voice was very powerful and reflective of his name. And there was a state and city ordinance at the time about open fires, and Sandy was burning a sacred open fire. So campfires were legal within the city limits as long as they burned no more than 3 feet high and were kept within a fire ring. So Sandy kept this fire going. And Leech Lake Reservation also had an ordinance about burning on the reservation. And that's important to understand because of our cultural beliefs and our legal right to civil and regulatory jurisdiction within the boundaries of the reservation, that whether or not the land in question is federal land, state land, or privately owned land, the laws of the reservation are to be followed. Because of the past laws that prohibited the Ojibwe people of practicing their own ceremonies, we had taken our practices to the woods or to areas where no one would see us. And when I was younger, when I first was initiated into a particular society, I would travel about 120 miles to go to ceremony. And now I can go to those ceremonies right in my my own community. So people who sent their dead loved ones home in the Madean way required a fire to be kept burning for 4 days. City officials began to ignore the fires burning around the city based on their campfire ordinance, deeming it was legal to have this fire. In the not-too-distant past, a fire could be found burning next to a sweat lodge one block west of my house and directly opposite of the Christian Alliance Church. There was also a sacred fire that burned in Sandy Nichols' yard. The fire burned for months on the east side of Sandy's house, which was next to the Christian Alliance Church. Sandy was a thin woman, born on June 15, 1960. She had opened up a flower shop in Cass Lake. She had remodeled a building that is currently owned by the Leech Lake Reservation. It's now the offices for the Leech Lake Child Support Enforcement Program. A younger woman of great energy, physical strength, and vision, she remodeled her flower shop to look like a log building with a wrought iron gate to protect the oval stained glass window on her front door. Next to the building was an area that she surrounded with a tall fence made to look like the log walls of a fort. She also had several picnic tables so people could sit and enjoy the outdoors. A flower shop was new to Cass Lake, and my twin daughters would wander down to her shop to visit Sandy. She would give them the older flowers, and they'd return home with their beautiful bouquets given so lovingly by Sandy. Unfortunately, her business did not survive. Sandy's house was across the street from the Greater Leech Lake Boys and Girls Club in Cass Lake. After her flower shop closed, she went to work on a very physical job. And as she moved from place to place, she gathered rocks that called out to her. One day we sat around the sacred fire that she had started in her yard, and she told me about every rock in the circle that ringed the fire. She explained why each one was important. Sandy was an activist, never afraid to share her views about the environment and about reservation politics. In her yard on the west side of her house, she always posted signs telling the world about how things should be. She had a continual battle with the preacher of the Christian Alliance Church. He complained about the fire. She burned wood and put different medicines like sage and cedar in the fire too. The preacher had complained about the smell and smoke bothering his family and church members. His house was between the church and Sandy's house. Consequently, Sandy hung up tall tarps to divert the smoke from floating directly onto the preacher's house and church. Sandy persisted with the fire. She kept it burning with the help of like-minded people with similar beliefs concerning spirituality, the environment, and politics. Eventually, she let the fire go out. It had served its purpose, and so had Sandy. She died too soon of cancer at the age of 52. In 2012. She lives so as long as we continue to remember her. Sandy's story, the stories about the Episcopal hymnal singers and the many churches on Leech Lake are reminders of colonization. The Christian crusades against the Muslims occurred during the Middle Ages, 1095 to 1291. Because the philosophies of the medieval European monarchy and Catholic Church laid the foundation that non-Christians were not quite human and were subject to colonization, the effects are still relevant today on Leech Lake. But still, Leech Lake rose from that sacred fire. So how did our nation rise? In so many ways. The people stood up and fought for their rights, just like Sandy Nichols. In the case of land, the reservation's original land base was comprised of 864,158 acres. The land inside of its boundaries is all considered Indian land, despite who owns it, because our reservation maintains a civil and regulatory jurisdiction over all the land base. 300,000 acres of the land is surface water of Leech Lake, Winnebago, and Cass Lakes. Only 5% of the land is still held in trust. But our government has continually fought for recognition of our hunting, fishing, and gathering rights and the civil regulatory rights of our nation. And I'm going to end for now, and I will be continuing on with stories about Leech Lake and how our nation rose. Miigwech bisan dawiyek, miigwech mi iyo.